Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello and good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight we're going to be talking about the full moon in Leo on February 12th and what's happening in the month of February 2025. As we move along through 2025, we are going to see the crumbling of big institutions, big government, big pharma, big tech. At the Aquarian New Moon in January, we saw a stock market crash that lost millions for the tech groups based on a new product in China. We are moving away from Pluto in Capricorn into Pluto in Aquarius, where the people and communities will have the power rather than big, previously powerful institutions. The small, ordinary innovator will become the focus and become much more important. The tech market crash was spot on with the astrology, as the new Aquarian moon, ruled by Uranus, will be seeing more of this as we move along through 2025. Uranus was turning back into forward motion on January 30th, and when that happens, the symbolism is magnified. What we've been experiencing, especially with our new government, is sudden shocks, reversals, the truth coming to light, secrets being revealed, awakening, and also some seismic activity, aviation upsets and disasters, financial and banking activity, cyber attacks, power outages, and in the body is the Kundalini experiences and the activation of the third eye and the new spiritual eighth chakra. Uranus is holding at 23 degrees Taurus all through February until March 13th, just after the full moon eclipse in Virgo on March 12th. If you have anything between 22 and 25 degrees in the fixed signs, which are Scorpio, Leo, Aquarius, or Taurus, you will be feeling a restlessness, an agitation, a need for freedom, variety, breaking away from the old stale patterns and letting go of what you have already outgrown. Also, many of you will be receiving downloads linked to the higher mind, Uranus, which is also linked to revolution. In 2025, much of this revolution will be one of consciousness and a revolution of love. Universal unconditional love. We are having a revolution on the streets, especially in Europe, England, Germany, France, as well as with the media. It may appear as if governments are becoming more right-wing and authoritarian, but there will be pushback from the people through 2025 and 26. Pluto has moved into Aquarius for the next 19 years, until January of 2044. This energy will uncover any corruption in science and technology, where a lot of secrets will be revealed. The truth will come to light, and that's a part of 2025 also. In terms of aviation, which many of you are concerned with, there has been some significant innovations. One is called hybrid air vehicles, where they are working with cargo aircraft at the moment. The plane lifts off with the benefit of helium and can go much faster. Inevitably, that will become a vehicle for passenger planes as well, but at the moment, is only for cargo. The second one is hemp structure. 75% of the aircraft is made out of hemp. The fuel is a biofuel made from hemp. This is the kind of new developments we are going to see in technology, medical technology, in all kinds of computerization, AI, robotics, and aviation. All the healing technologies, as well as in all the healing technologies. And there have been so many, especially the new patch craze, which is becoming very powerful and very much in demand. Put a patch on your hand, navel, lower back, the bottom of your feet, wherever directed, and pain relief with balancing of the body occurs. There are so many technologies, and if you join it with the higher vibration music, wow, you really can feel that healing. Richard Shulman is one of the top people that does the new music, and his website is richheartmusic.com. And yes, there is two H's in that website. richheartmusic.com. As February opened, we had a triple conjunction in Pisces, which is beautiful. Venus, Neptune, and the North Node at 28 degrees Pisces. This energy is magical, creative, beautiful, and otherworldly. The energy helps us dive deep into our divine spiritual connection, our sense of oneness, our connection to Source, unconditional love, healing. And it can be great aesthetics that you're working with. You get into the zone. You're painting, writing music, writing poetry, perhaps even a novel. It's a very creative energy. There's an etheric sense about it. You can feel as if you're connecting to the elements, the magical kingdom, your own personal magical kingdom. There is a sense that the world is becoming more malleable and less dense. Everything is becoming less solid, less reliable, but more like modeling clay. And we only have 2 degrees of Pisces to go, 28 and 29, and that takes us to the tip of Aries. We are being taken to the very end of the zodiac, the end of an era. We have Venus and Neptune under the North Node, so we may have a sense of emotional overwhelm or confusion. It's all too much, along with a sense of dropping into a void. We know it's the end of some kind of an element of our life, and we haven't quite landed yet. We have no sense of what's coming up. Just try to allow that to happen. Thy will is my will is a good mantra for you. The astrology indicates that many of us feel that way. It's part of disillusion, erasing negativity. And from that disillusion, your energy is freed up. All this enables us to create the new. It's a very big year for creating the new. All the outer planets are changing signs, particularly Neptune and Saturn, and they will be entering Aries together for the first time in our lifetime. Saturn has a 29.5-degree cycle, and Neptune has a 165-year cycle. Yes, they do come together every 36 years, but never at 0 degrees Aries. This is a creator degree, and it's the most important degree of the zodiac. The first degree of Aries, the start of the zodiac, brings us a tremendous sense of new beginnings. The last time this conjunction occurred at 0 degrees Aries is over 12,000 years ago. The outer planets are all changing signs within 1 year and has not done so for over 300 years. The Saturn-Neptune conjunction is even more rare. Astrologically, whatever you are looking at, it's quite clear that we are in a massive, massive transition. So allow it all to happen. Give yourself a break. Get some rest. Just be in a sense of sacred space. Drift, dream, plan, and make notes of your dreams. This is a very active time for dreaming. Begin to keep a dream journal if you don't already. Neptune remains in Pisces until March 30th. Jupiter came direct on February 4th at 11 degrees of Gemini. Jupiter and Uranus have some similarities. They are both connected to truth as well as to the future. We have a powerful connection to the truth throughout 2025. Mercury just conjunct Pluto, which signals big truth coming to the light. Jupiter is also connected to the law and justice. And these planets, within days of each other, are moving forward. Jupiter in Gemini is about big information. A lot is coming out connected to the truth, to governments, the law, and justice, as well as karma and divine law. With all of this in Pisces, it enables us to dream bigger and better future than we have ever lived. Use that well, because Gemini is a sign of choice. Be so discerning in your micro, mini, and major choices as we go through 2025. Use discernment. Don't rush. Really, drop into your heart before you make any important choices for your life. As Gemini changes direction, what we will find is that we will be changing direction. Changing our beliefs and changing our views because of the facts and information that is being revealed. We will see the facts and information from a new light. The big, bright full moon in Leo is shining its light on February 12th. We may have a different view, different perspective of the information, and it could even change our belief system, which is a biggie. Remember that Gemini is also connected to birds and to the lungs. We will look at the full moon in Leo on February 12th when we return from our weekly cosmic tip. I'll see you right after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, February 10 through February 16, 2025. The square of Mercury and Uranus will be exact on Monday, February 10th, and that of the Sun and Uranus on February 11th. Your thinking could be all over the place, leading to poor judgment and erratic decision-making. Try to avoid spontaneous solutions, as they may not hold up over time. Slow down, take some deep breaths, and move cautiously. If possible, put off any major decisions until after the 23rd of February, when Mars turns back to direct motion. During this time, you can expect surprising news and sudden events that may also make it necessary for you to adjust previous rules of the game. On Wednesday, February 12th, there is a full moon in Leo. The Sun, Moon, and Uranus form a T-square, and retrograde Mars in Cancer is still in tension with Chiron and trine Saturn. There's a crackling tension in the air. Nerves are on edge here and there. Some people may be somewhat thin-skinned, and the nervousness and impatience of this time could really overwhelm them. Find an outlet to channel your energy, whether it's through sports or physically demanding work as well. This is a favorable time for all kinds of creative activity. On Friday, February 14th, Mercury enters sensitive Pisces, followed by the Sun on the 18th. The tension of the last few days can now be released, sometimes with strong emotions. Allow yourself to cry if you need to. Friday, Valentine's Day, provides a lovely, calm, fun-filled space in an otherwise hectic week. It's time to open up to a higher vision. In one of those divine coincidences, the moon is in Virgo on Friday, Valentine's Day, and Mercury moves into romantic Pisces. Virgo wants to keep it simple, and Pisces wants a princess fancy romance. Couples should avoid planning a romantic evening and be as carefree as possible. Aquarius loves spontaneous moments. If you're single, you could find love where you least expect it. It's not the time to isolate yourself, so get out there and mingle. The weekend can bring you a charlatan romance and has the potential for you to be deceived and let down by someone you love. Best to plan outings with or spend time with family members or a trusted friend. Put any romance off until another time. You could feel completely out of energy on Sunday. It's not time to plan sporting events or any strenuous exercise. Allow yourself to just lounge around or spend some time at the spa. This is not the best week for trusting logic or seeking advice. Anxiety and nervousness can sometimes mar your decisions. The intellect had little to do with the road to discovery. There comes a leap in consciousness. You call it intuition, or whatever you will. The solution will come to you, and you don't even know how or why. Here's a quote by Yogananda. A human being experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings, as someone separate from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our natural personal desires and to affection for a few people near us. Our task in this new era must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature and its beauty. Paramahansa Yogananda. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Also, the Stargazing Report is always posted on my website the day after this show. Again, the website is new-visions.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. So let's talk about the full moon in Leo on Wednesday the 12th. See where 24 degrees Leo falls in your chart. The moonlight will be shining on some kind of completion, a closure, something you weren't aware of before. Leo is most connected to sovereignty as well as Aries. Leo is the biggie because Leo is the king. Leo is regal. Leo is fixed fire. Leo the lion, the regal animal of the jungle, is very connected to sovereignty and allowing our own light to shine in a creative, strong way. I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. I am a shining light, and I enable others to do the same. This full moon is about your creativity. Pisces in the background and Leo, who is visible on stage, are really the two signs connected to creativity. Big creativity, big colors, honesty, integrity, high principles are all connected to Leo. Courage is very strong. Remember, love is a fire. Love isn't weak. Love is a fire. The dominant aspect here, the strongest configuration, is a tight T-square with Uranus. It's drilling down at 23 degrees Taurus. The Sun and the Moon are at 23 degrees Aquarius, and Pluto is close enough to them. So it's the Sun, Moon, and Pluto all squaring Uranus at the same time. Not only is Aquarius very strong, but with Pluto in Aquarius and Uranus rules Aquarius, Pluto will always intensify any sign it moves through. This energy usually brings up issues around freedom, truth, awakening, shocks, surprises, aviation disruptions, power outages, cyber attack, currency volatility, particularly because there's Taurus involved, all kinds of integration and innovation. It's about integrity, authenticity, very big words in 2025. Integrity, humility, authenticity. We have some very strong themes here this year. Remember, February is Heart Month. It also holds Valentine's Day, which comes up this week. So I did pick out a few love songs to play tonight. Let's celebrate the week of love, because something quite significant is likely to happen either in the markets, in new developments with technology, as well as many secrets coming to light. Watch and see what unfolds. If you look at astrology as a photo from out in space, you would see the moonlight skimming over the west coast of Africa, the east coast of Australia, and Uranus would be sitting at the base of the U.S., right where the wall is between the U.S. and Mexico. It's skimming the west coast and conjuncting the midheaven, running through Russia and Iran, while Pluto conjuncts the midheaven in Greenland and Brazil. Very interesting with what's in the news. The midheaven has to do with government and leadership. So we have government and leadership being looked at in Russia, Greenland, and Brazil. These highlighted spots will come into prominence over the next 3 to 6 months. That's usually what happens because, remember, astrology is only a map of probabilities. Another thing to point out is that Mars is still retrograde until the 23rd and remains out of bounds until April 7th, the same day Mercury turns direct. It has an extremely out-of-control energy quality, which is great if you're involved in any kind of sports because it'll push you to the limit. Also, Mars is in a very tense aspect to Pluto, sovereignty, and they are both connected to power, both state power and individual power. There is turbulence around these issues. Where does the power lie? And it could become very obsessive. But Aquarius is about freedom and demands freedom. There will be quite a lot of turning around these issues. There are warrior qualities coming in here. Mars is in Cancer and is very emotionally reactive, so be careful with that. It's very protective of self, loved ones, family, home, and homeland. The energy can be very chaotic. People not obeying the rules, not a part of the mainstream. People can be uncompromising about freedom. Every voice needs to be heard. We need truth, justice, and equality. And we'll be getting some very clear energy here. At the full moon on Wednesday, the North Node retrogrades at 29 degrees of Pisces, the degree of extreme suffering, the last degree in the zodiac. And we can really feel that with Pisces. The degree of being out on overwhelm, the amount of emotion, the degree for compassion for people caught up in wars, someone who lost everything in the fires or with extreme weather events. It's all happening, and it's happening too fast. We give love and healing in one direction, and suddenly there's a need in the opposite direction or the opposite country. All through 2025, we will be seeing extreme weather and earth events. This is a part of endings and new beginnings. We also have Mars in Cancer trining Saturn in Pisces. It's a tight trine, 17 and 18 degrees, which is very good for discipline, planning, long-term strategic views of what you're building, and helping you to manifest your dream. Along with Neptune here, you begin to make the real internal dream. It really begins to take form when Neptune moves into Aries on March 30th. Saturn joins Neptune in May, holding hands, but they are both exactly conjunct by degree on February 20th, 2026. So there will be some processing going on before then. They will both be fully into Aries at that time, which is a very significant beginning for humanity, along with making the real dream happen. Manifestation. Again, the date is February 20th, 2026. This part of 2025 is your dreaming, your meditation time, the creation time, the writing out the plan. And this Mars-Saturn trine will help with that. In fact, because Mars is out of bounds, the energy enables and encourages us to reach beyond old limitations. Go beyond any limits you are visualizing for your future. There are so many astrological indications of this new biology, the new spiritual chakras, a change in state for humanity. Just the very beginning of this growth and change. It won't all be happening in 2025, but we are in this metamorphosis, which has already begun. You can't stuff a butterfly back into a caterpillar. We're already in the process. This accelerated phase of evolution, a change of the state of being, a change of the way in living, and this transformational energy will be continuing, certainly, through the next 3 years. Another thing about Leo is that the sun is most connected to the heart. The heart is the first organ to be developed when we're in the embryo. It is the largest electromagnetic organ. And the heart connects us to the cosmos and our galactic neighbors, as well as to Source. The sacred heart, the 10th chakra, generates the most powerful light attached to the human body and has tremendous healing power. Also, the circle of light connecting both the physical and sacred hearts can reach around the world for distance healing. It has an unimpeded direct connection to Source, God, the universes. We will be learning so much more about this ascended evolutionary heart as we move forward through these 19 years. When we drop down into the heart, it is the most positive state that we have been in. Now we're going to be reaching up to the heart, to the sacred heart center, the 10th chakra, along with the circle of light, to enhance, expand, and grow, as well as learn about how to manage this new energy to help others and ourselves. The heart affects our entire body and electricity, and the heart is bigger than the brain. The heart sends more information to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. The balance and coherence of the heart is crucial for our health, our happiness, and we infect others that we come in contact with. And sometimes people we never met because the heart is a part of prayer energy, especially the spiritual heart. We can't cage our heart or stop its outreach. It's a state of a kind of physical harmony. Everything is connected to the heart, the brain, the breath, and all your inner organs, and your emotional state connects with the beat of the heart. We can achieve a state of balance, heart coherence, simply by taking a deep breath. This will drop you into a serene, expanded consciousness, a physical, blissful state that Yogananda called the state of being. The more that we can be in that state of being, of physical heart coherence, the better we will navigate and walk through the energies of 2025. There's a lot coming at everyone worldwide this year, such as information, zigzag, hairpin turns, confusion as to which way to go or which way to think. The whole thing will be very dizzying because of the electrification and volatile magnets. Also, there will be the AL, artificial, synthetic, man-made energy coming at us, which does not support coherence, which is why we need a default, a toolkit. We can do it ourselves by using the breath. The more that we do that, the more that we raise our frequency, raise our consciousness, the less fuzzy and off-center we'll feel. The higher we can ascend, the higher we can go, the less the synthetics can affect us. We will be on a different bandwidth. It's imperative in 2025, and it's easily achieved. It's all done by the breath. I do want you to be aware of this artificial, synthetic, man-made energy that's coming towards us. It's done for control and power. It's done to separate you from source, from connecting to the universe, from receiving your downloads. It's done on purpose. So remember, grounding, bare feet in the grass, go out and hug a tree. Work with your breath. The breath of power is your secret to staying centered, stable, and in your sovereignty. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take a break for the half-hour messages. I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're back. And that was Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach with What the World Needs Now is Love. Yes, we do. And we have Valentine's Day coming up this week. So happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I'm going to try to fill you in a little bit between now and mid-April. There's a lot happening. This is a time for a lot of healing and nurturing. for self-care and caring for others. Some releasing and growing in your consciousness and spirituality, as well as some nice surprises. Right now we're in Aquarius season, and we're all entering into some brand new unknown territory. Pluto is leading the parade, helping you to evolve and awaken as you see all the shifts happening in your life. Venus just moved into Aries, which is great because it brings new love, relationships, money, and now Venus will bring you some action. Aries energy is very pioneering. These new beginnings can bring you a lot of pleasure, a lot of joy. You could be wanting to start a new business, some sort of creative project. Remember, Jupiter, the planet of luck, wisdom, and expansion, just turned direct last week. It brings in good fortune, self-confidence, and shows us the big picture. It would be good to create your vision board in February. You could begin a new love partnership, gain some new interesting friends, or have some success with legal matters. With Mars running Saturn in Pisces, Mars in Cancer, you will be feeling this fresh air right into April. Mars and Jupiter are working in your favor to help stabilize your goals, gains, and commitments. Jupiter brings you an overhaul, helping you to become an authority over the long term. Mars is action, so put in the work necessary to study, learn, and grow. Show the ambition. Saturn is karma. For every action, there's a reaction, and always brings a reward for hard work. Tap into your inner self. Work hard with perseverance and discipline. Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and Marilyn Monroe had Mars trine Saturn in their birth chart, and they went for it against all odds, and they did it. This aspect comes up again at the end of April into May. Saturn is building the bridge for you to walk across towards your goals and your legacy. In the midst of it all, Saturn co-joins the Sun in Pisces next month in March, which will be shining down on you. Relationships, finance, and creative energy is coming in to set you up for success. There are some squares coming along as well, but use the challenging aspects. Don't let them use you, especially Uranus, the great awakener, the planet of surprises and breakthroughs. Mercury squares Uranus in February. That rules communication, so you could get some surprising and good news. Mercury is also the intellect and logic, so you could have some kind of a breakthrough, which brings freedom, liberation. Aquarius, ruled by Uranus, and has a rebellious flair. You may feel restless, wanting to say something or do something. You could do something different, change your routine. At work, there may be something. Always be responsive, not reactive. Much of this energy depends on your astrological birth chart and your rising sign. It could be about an employee or a colleague or a boss. Maybe someone suddenly quits, makes an announcement. So the energy may not even be about you. Someone shapes an opening for the future to bring you something. There's definitely going to be some sort of shakeup in the world and in your world. Or you could have a shakeup yourself. It could be concerning a pet or maybe some kind of a health matter. These are strong energies and they involve the Sun as well as both nodes, the North and South Node in Pisces and Virgo. An ego could be at play here. A change of plans could arrive. It's my way or the highway. Don't be rebellious. Be mindful. Uranus is unpredictable but innovative. So use this energy to bring you the breakthrough that you need. There could be something here about fathers, a father figure, a boss or a sibling or authority figure. There's a new full moon in Leo coming up this week, and I like Leo full moons. They are expansive, creative, romantic. However, there are squares coming in with them, so you will need to be flexible. Mercury opposes this full moon, and so does the sun, both in Aquarius, and they square Uranus in Taurus. All of these are fixed signs. This moon carries the energy of endings. What have you just finished? Did you finish your book? Are you wanting to get published? Are you considering a move? Is a relationship over? And it doesn't have to be romantic. Has someone just transcended into spirit? Remember, Mars is still retrograde in Cancer, so everyone's emotions are heightened. The full moon illuminates. They are turning points, endings. And sometimes the energy will bring a new birth. Full moons are famous for birthing babies. We are in the year of the snake, so shed some skin. It's a good time to do so. This energy can help you as we get further into 2025. Recognize that you have to make room to welcome so many new things that are coming into your life. You can find that your healing powers are strengthened. You can find that something compels you to help and support others. Sometimes matters can have you get very emotional. You can feel a bit more sensitive and defensive as Mars in Cancer squares Chiron in Aries. A good mantra here is, I am going to heal these wounds and nothing will stop me. Mars is a warrior. Chiron brings karma. This all could be some kind of a family event. It's all about how you respond in February with such powerful forces coming in. It's good to focus on how you nurture others as well as yourself. Think of some unique way to nurture, especially with music. Remember this. Whatever it is, whatever the universe brings, let things go so you can grow. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we come to the end of our show. We're going to have our meditation and some music, and we'll end with Richard Shulman playing some high vibration music to help you expand and grow. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath.
Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.